Welcome to MarketSnap's SWOT analysis for PDD Holdings, Inc., the powerhouse behind the Pinduoduo platform. If you're a long-term investor looking to dig into the potential of this e-commerce giant, you've come to the right place. Today, we're breaking down the strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats for PDD Holdings, with a deep dive into their financials, recent news, and what's on the horizon. Let's get started with a quick overview of who they are and what's been happening lately, before we jump into the meat of the analysis. Quick overview of PDD Holdings. For those who might not be as familiar, PDD Holdings operates one of China's largest e-commerce platforms, focusing on a unique social shopping model that's captured a massive user base, especially in lower-tier cities. They're a key player in the consumer cyclical sector, specifically in the internet retail industry, and they've been making waves with their innovative approach to group buying and deep discounts. Headquartered in China, they've got a global footprint that's expanding, and their market cap reflects their status as a heavyweight in the space. Now, let's talk about what's been moving the needle recently. Based on the latest performance data, PDD has shown some impressive trends over various timeframes, with particularly strong growth over the past year, and even more so over the last 5 years, outpacing many peers in their sector. On the news front, there's a lot of buzz around their aggressive push into global markets and their focus on platform ecosystem improvements, which we'll dive into more as we go through the SWOT. So, with that backdrop, let's break down what makes PDD Holdings a contender and where they might face some headwinds. SWOT analysis. Strengths: explosive revenue growth. Let's start with the numbers that jump off the page. In their Q4 2024 earnings call, PDD reported revenue over 110 billion RMB, a staggering year-over-year increase that signals their ability to scale rapidly. This isn't just a fluke. Their income statements over recent years show consistent growth in both revenue and gross profit, driven by their innovative social commerce model. Strong profitability metrics. Digging into their key metrics, PDD's gross profit margin and net profit margin are solid, reflecting efficient operations and a business model that's not just about volume, but also about keeping costs in check. Their return on equity is another standout, showing they're generating great value for shareholders. Healthy cash position. Looking at their balance sheet, PDD has a robust pile of cash and cash equivalents paired with strong total current assets. This gives them the flexibility to invest in growth initiatives without sweating over short-term obligations. Their free cash flow yield is also a positive signal for investors looking for sustainability. Unique market positioning. Their focus on group buying and targeting underserved markets in China has carved out a niche that's hard to replicate. As they mentioned in their latest earnings call, they're doubling down on supporting high-quality merchants, which strengthens their ecosystem and user loyalty. Weaknesses: debt levels to watch. While PDD isn't drowning in debt, their debt-to-equity ratio isn't negligible. It's something to keep an eye on, especially as they ramp up investments in global expansion and tech. If growth slows, this could become a bigger burden. Dependence on Chinese market. Despite their global ambitions, a significant chunk of their revenue still comes from China, as seen in their geographic revenue segments. Any regulatory crackdown or economic slowdown in their home market could hit them hard, and that's a risk long-term investors can't ignore. Valuation concerns. On the valuation front, their current price-to-earnings ratio is on the higher side compared to some industry averages. Even looking at forward PE estimates, while they're more reasonable, there's a spread between the high and low forecasts that suggests uncertainty about future earnings growth. This could spook investors if expectations aren't met. Opportunities. Global expansion potential. One of the most exciting takeaways from their Q4 2024 earnings call is their commitment to expanding their global presence. They're not just sitting on their laurels in China, they're actively building out their platform in new markets. If they can replicate even a fraction of their domestic success overseas, the upside is massive. Platform ecosystem investments. PDD is pouring resources into enhancing their platform, from tech upgrades to supporting merchants. This isn't just about keeping users happy, It's about creating a sticky ecosystem that could drive long-term revenue growth, especially as they integrate more services and features. Industry tailwinds. The broader internet retail industry is still growing, and PDD is well-positioned to ride that wave. Their sector performance data shows consistent gains over multiple timeframes, and with consumer spending shifting online, there's plenty of room for PDD to capture more market share, especially in emerging economies. Threats. Regulatory risks in China. Let's not sugarcoat it. Operating in China comes with baggage. Regulatory scrutiny on tech and e-commerce companies has been intense, and PDD isn't immune. Any new policies or compliance issues could disrupt their operations or force costly adjustments, as they themselves noted in their earnings call with a focus on social responsibility. Fierce competition. The e-commerce space is a battlefield, and PDD is up against giants like Alibaba and JD.com, not to mention international players like Amazon as they expand globally. Their earnings call hinted at the need to stay agile, but maintaining a competitive edge will require constant innovation and deep pockets. Economic slowdowns. If consumer spending takes a hit, whether in China or globally, PDD's growth could stall. Their reliance on discretionary purchases means they're sensitive to macroeconomic shifts, and that's something long-term investors need to factor into their risk assessment. Insights in broader context. All right, let's zoom out for a second and connect the dots. For long-term investors, PDD Holdings offers a compelling growth story, especially with their focus on untapped markets and global expansion. That revenue growth we talked about earlier isn't just a number, it's a sign of a company that's still got plenty of runway. But, and this is a big but, the risks tied to regulation and competition are real. If you're holding for the long haul, you've got to be comfortable with some volatility in the short to medium term. Their latest earnings call also highlighted a focus on compliance and social responsibility, which could be a double-edged sword, potentially slowing growth, but also building trust in new markets. On the valuation side, while the forward PE ratios suggest there's still room for upside if they hit their growth targets, any miss could lead to a pullback. So if you're thinking of adding to your position, timing and conviction in their global strategy will be key. And speaking of strategy, their cash flow statements show they've got the firepower for CapEx and investments in property and tech, which bodes well for sustaining that growth narrative. Conclusion and closing thoughts. So where does this leave us with PDD Holdings? From a long-term investment perspective, they've got a lot going for them. Strong financials, a unique market position, and a clear path to growth through global expansion. But the road isn't without bumps. Regulatory risks and competitive pressures could throw a wrench in their plans, and as an investor, you'll need to weigh those against the potential rewards. Thanks for tuning in to this SWOT analysis on MarketSnap. If you found this breakdown helpful, make sure to stay tuned for more daily stock market summaries and in-depth stock analyses. We've got content available in video, audio, and article formats, plus detailed SWOT breakdowns on our platform. Drop your thoughts on PDD in the comments. Do you see them as a core holding for the next decade, or are the risks too high? Let's keep the conversation going, and I'll catch you in the next one.